Hello, Gone Wild Audio. Dirty Devichka here. I have been gone for a very long time, mostly because my vibrator broke, which is one of the saddest things that can happen to any girl, as you all ladies know. So I've been very sad about that. And plus, in addition to that, a bunch of schoolwork, whatever. So I've taken a little hiatus. Not that I was very active before, but I thought that a really great way to jump right back into it is by doing this Proust questionnaire that HCL posted 11 months ago. He is one of my favorite Frenchmen on Gone Wild Audio, along with Denver Dino. And considering they both have done this, I think I should too. Bien sûr, je peux faire en français, mais je crois que l'anglais c'est mieux pour tout le monde. All right, and I've also added a little extra, how we say, game to this. Let's make this a little bit of a hysterical Proust questionnaire. My hand is already rubbing my clit, and I am already pretty fucking wet. So let's see if I will be able to get through these 15 questions without losing it. All right, let's just jump right in. Number one, what is my gender and sexual orientation? I am female and I am mostly straight. I definitely prefer the company of men, but I have been known to muff dive on occasion. There's just something about females. They're just so sexy, and I love getting all up in there, licking a girl's clit and watching her come, but still, I consider myself straight. What gets me turned on? Pretty much anything. I can get wet at the drop of a hat, but the things that really do it for me are men and women who have confidence, who own who they are and walk with, straight posture and all that jazz. And that definitely turns me on. Mostly confidence. Anything else is negligible at that point. Intelligence, of course. Someone who's witty and confident, I immediately want to sleep with them. What is the characteristic that defines my sexuality? Nympho? I don't know. I absolutely love having sex. I think the feedback that I've gotten from my partners has been that I am definitely a people pleaser. I make it my business to make sure that the other person comes. And I'm okay with not coming myself, although my favorite partners have clearly made it their priority to make me come. So I definitely just want to make sure that everybody ends up coming and is happy. What is your favorite sexual act? I'm gonna go a little vanilla on this one. I absolutely love riding cowgirl style. It's one of my favorite things. Arching my back and just riding a nice hard dick to coming. It's probably my favorite thing. Other than that, I think my second favorite would be 69. Wow. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Once again, this confidence thing comes back here. And strength. I like it rough. I like it when a guy pushes me down and looks deep into my eyes and then just fucking slams his dick into me over and over again. I absolutely love that. But I also love when a guy knows how to take it slow. Literally try to seduce me, lay me down, slowly take off his clothes, and then just lay himself on top of me slowly. What is my idea of a good se- Wow, this is really difficult. What is my idea of a good sexual encounter? One where both parties come. Honestly, my best sex has never been 100% porno quality sexy. It's been when both people have been really comfortable, know when to laugh. Sex is a funny business. It's dirty and it's messy and it's fun. And there's no need to try to turn it into something that's porno quality gross. We just want to have fun, laugh at ourselves when we have to. And coming is important. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? I honestly think I look sexiest without anything on. I think I have a small rib cage and a large bust, so any bra kind of doesn't really do a lot for me. Nor panties. I have really wide hips and a narrow waist, so I just feel like naked is best for me. But if I have to wear bra and panties, I usually just go for basic black. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Joe Manganiello, who plays Alcide on True Blood. Not saying that True Blood is a particularly amazing show, but that man, whew, the beard and the muscles and just the hair and the wolfiness. Fucking love it. Who turns you on the most in your life? This is kind of a sad answer, but my ex, who we were together for 3 years, and while he was a total asshole, the sex was amazing. Like, amazing, amazing. So when I think of that, I get turned on. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Honestly, my first name. Whenever I'm getting really into it with somebody, I'll whisper into their ear, say my name, and when they say it, I usually just unravel. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? No gag reflex, definitely. As you guys probably know from my last audio, I love sucking dick, and I have a really strong gag reflex, and I think the gagging sound is terrible. And so I'd really love to be able to deep throat a guy without having to sound like I'm dying. Okay. Number 12, almost done. How did you find out about GWA? And why did you start posting? I was looking for new NSFW subreddits, and I just honestly just came across it, and I've always been turned on by man sounds, and very sad. Oh, God. And sadly, there's not a lot in porn, not a lot of men who are very vocal. Believe me, I've looked. And I started posting, actually, totally gonna shout out Denver Dino here. I came across his audio, his first one, I believe, and it turned me on so much that I was just like, oh my God, a sexy sounding Frenchman just posted. I need to reply to him and tell him that I loved it, and I also need to chat with him. And so I made a not safe for work account, and I verified myself because I figured if I'm gonna make it to respond to people, I like that little verified thing. So I decided why not keep going. What's your dirtiest fantasy? My dirtiest fantasy is definitely, this is gonna sound terrible, an orgy. I just want to be a part of a lot of people having sex at once and be able to get fucking pounded while look over and see a gorgeous girl getting her pussy eaten out and everything just being overwhelmed with sensation. Either that or a gangbang, but I don't like the gangbangs that are in porn now, like the really rough ones. I like it rough, but like not where 10 guys are overwhelming me and like slapping me. I would rather a sensual kind of 10 guys touching me and fucking me and all that. That's pretty dirty, dude. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course. Winky face. Kinkiest sex I've ever had would have to be that time I had a threesome with two girls in college. They were both straight. Well, all three of us were straight at the time. And we were kind of drunk, but we were having a great time. And I was pretty much just eating both of them out at the same time while they were writhing on the bed. And we were at a party. Oh, God. And it was really fun, really kinky. And yeah, that's probably the kinkiest. Probably just kinky in terms of I'm straight, and so I had a three. My only ever threesome was with two other girls. Last one. What's your favorite part of your body and why? I would have to say, at the moment, it would be my pussy. But generally, it's my eyes. I'm told that I have really nice, piercing blue eyes. And so I tend to agree. I really like them. They're nice and blue. Oh, God. That is that. Oof, that was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I will hopefully be posting more in the future. Ouf, merci beaucoup, mes amis. Je vous adore. À bientôt.